Well, opposition leader Bill Shorten has pledged that he will call a referendum for an Australian republic if Labor wins the next election. But Australians are already facing a national vote after the Referendum Council's final report on constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Could this mean referendum overload and spell defeat for one or both of these votes? Rowan Salmon asked the constitution law expert Dr. Gabrielle Appleby from UNSW if conducting two referendum votes at once is a good idea.
Well, it's often been said that it's very difficult to change Australia's constitution. The reason it's so difficult to change is that we have a provision in the constitution that requires a referendum. And not only do we have to get a majority of people across the country to vote for any change, we also have to have a majority of people in a majority of states.
Could having a debate about a republic, which is something that Bill Shorten has floated recently, and also about the constitutional recognition of Indigenous people at the same time, make it less likely for one or both of them to pass?
Certainly there have been in the past referendum proposals that have gone up together, and that has not necessarily meant that they've both been passed. One of the most celebrated referendums that Australia has had, the 1967 referendum, it's often forgotten that whilst there was an extraordinary majority in favour of deleting Section 127 and changing the races power to allow the Commonwealth the power to make laws for Aboriginal people, there was also a second referendum proposal put up in 1967 to extend the number of MPs in the House of Reps, and that was not supported. So there's no formula about putting proposals together, whether it makes it more or less likely. I think if we're talking about putting the Republic proposal together with a proposal about constitutional recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and specifically through this voice to Parliament, which was called for in the Uluru Statement, it raises a number of difficult, mostly political and not legal questions. To what extent would one reinforce the other about having a change to the constitutional compact in terms of becoming a republic with our own head of state? Maybe that could be considered as supporting and strengthening the idea of its time to also give structural recognition in the form of a voice to Parliament to our Indigenous peoples. But then at the same time, it may also be a distraction and a detraction from the very serious, important and complicated discussions that need to be had across the Australian public about what Indigenous recognition through this voice to Parliament would entail and how that would change the structure of the Parliament.
Are there parallels here to the 1999 referendum where a question about a republic appeared alongside a question about Indigenous recognition in the preamble to the Constitution?
I mean, there is an obvious parallel in that you have the two proposals going up together. I think it really depends on how it plays out. I mean, first of all, we have to remember that the current discussion about Indigenous recognition is not about a preambular acknowledgement. It's about recognition through structural reform to the Parliament, through an Indigenous voice to the Parliament. So it's a very different proposal from the 1999 preambular proposal, and I think is deserving and would attract more discussion. But I think it would also depend on how the Republic question made it to a referendum. There has been some discussion, for example, of not simply putting a full Republic proposal to a referendum, but rather having an initial plebiscite around whether or not people want to even pursue the prospect of a Republic, and then having conventions around what that Republic might look like. So by the time it actually got to a referendum proposal, a lot of the discussion might have been had. So there are so many factors that would influence how the two would interact and the level of engagement with the two. Certainly in 1999, what we saw was intense discussion and debate around the Republic question and very little around the preambular question. But these are very different proposals.
Considering how difficult it is to change, is the Constitution able to reflect modern Australian values?
I think what has been amazing about our Constitution is that through the practice of the Constitution, through the practice of our parliamentarians and our government officials, and then also through its interpretation in the High Court, our Constitution has been able to evolve and govern a modern community. Whether some aspects of it are in need of more drastic reform than just that sort of evolution through practice and interpretation, I think there are certainly a number of aspects of it. For example, the way its treatment of Australia's First Peoples, that interpretation and practice is not going to cut it, and it does really need to be formally amended.
Dr. Gabrielle Appleby ending that report by Rowan Salmond.